Blog Talk Radio.
Check, 1, 2.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
All right, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Come sit down, relax, have a favorite beverage, and just chill with me for a couple hours. If you know me and you know anything about how we do it here at the Coffee House and on Flavor News Radio, it's all about the underground independent artists. So I open the phone lines. If you've got something that you would like to promote, you've got something going on, a book, a showing, a showcase, a project that you'd like to share, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Or even if you've got a thought you'd like to share, you know, give us a call and we can we want to hear from you. So I'm just going to get at it and start playing some tracks from a variety of artists from all over the world. And this is going to be, let's see, my first piece is going to be by Mahogany Dust, and this is Today.
Gonna try to ruin it.
Yep.
That's why you gotta make sure you stay strong so you don't help them succeed in doing it. These people wake up and drum on their mind, and when their feet hit the floor, they pursuing it. That's why you gotta make sure your energy's straight so they don't involve you in it. It's gonna be real collectors calling on your phone, leaving letters in the mailbox of your home. Traffic gonna be long, and when you get to work, everybody gonna be telling you what you did wrong. But today is gonna be a good day. You just gotta listen to G Twice song and be laid back, cool, and happy like two hippies that have hit a bone.
Today, it's gonna be a good day. And no matter what happens today, you're gonna be
Right, that was Today by Mahogany Dust, you know, and it's a beautiful day here in Seattle, Washington. We've actually got blue skies and sunshine. It's a little crisp outside, but I have to tell you, standing in the sun and the crispness, it feels very, very good. It's beautiful. You can feel it in the air that spring is just around the corner, you know, and I want to just really, really impress upon all of you that are listening, you know, to really love and embrace the people that are in your world. I am learning more and more and more that tomorrow is not promised, and with three deaths happening in my family that we know of in the last month to two people that are still missing, we have not received word from a family in Japan. You know, the majority of the family has been located and they are all safe, even though they are faced with many challenges. But we still have two family members that we have not heard from, and I'm just praying that they have just not thought to contact us here in the States and that they are safe. So, you know, just really, really embrace the people in your world. Let them know they matter. Let them know that you love them. And, you know, the biggest thing, don't let, you know, issues hold you back and keep you apart. You know, learn to forgive and love. So I'm just going to keep this show going. Again, feel free to call in if you'd like. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to play a piece by a young lady that goes by the name of Maddie, and this is Sincerely I'm Yours.
Hey, baby. I saw your sister yesterday. She said that you was going to leave me because I lost my job. Is that really true?
I know that time are hard right now. Make it.
All right, that was Maddie with her piece, Sincerely I'm Yours. Now I'm going to take you over to New York and play a piece by an artist who was one of the first artists that I ever played on Flava News Radio, and this is Darian with his piece, Sail Through.
And I'm your plaything, as you see fit to what you do. You can have me, yeah, right out the box, girl, I'm brand new. No exception, once you realize you're
his piece, Sail Through. Now I want to take you over to Rome, Italy, and play one of my favorite jazz artists. We connected, maybe 2 years ago, and he's always sending me messages or contacting me on Skype about how bad he wants to come to Seattle, Washington. So if I can ever work it out, Antonio Ferrar will be coming from Rome, Italy to Seattle, Washington. And I'm going to play his piece called Kenny's Mood.
Thank you.
All right. That was Antonio Ferrara from Rome, Italy. He is a brand new daddy, has a beautiful baby, he and his wife. And that was his piece called Kenny's Mood. Let's see. I want to play a piece by a dear friend of mine, the Dubber. He has been down in Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest Music Festival. And I had a pleasure of meeting him last year and hearing him perform this piece live. And this is With a Feeling by my friend Dubs.
Thank you.
All right, we were just listening to the Dubber with his piece, With a Feeling. Now I want to take you, well, it's two locations, and play a piece that is a collaboration between two of my favorite artists, and it's Lyrical Disciple out of South Carolina and Eric Moore out of Atlanta, Georgia, and this is their piece called Make It to Heaven.
Recaptures the Mark Antony in the form of me. Baby, each phrase is made to praise you because a goddess is what you were born to be.
Hope and pray each day that you and I will find a way to make it to heaven.
Loving you is right, then this, you know, this right here is wrong to me. Because the beauty of this great can't belong to me. And yet, baby, yet here you are. You're that perfect beat that I've been searching for in me. I'm your 16 bar. And for every bar, there's 16 stars for every time I made you cry. And for every tear, baby, for every tear, there's 16 years I've been in solitary waiting to die. You're the hustle to my flow. The G.I. Jane to my Joe. And like I said when I first met you, baby, all I want to know is, what's your name? And you looked at me, smiled, and said heaven.
Hope and pray each day that you and I will find a way to make it to heaven.
Yeah.
That was Make It to Heaven by my girl Lyrical Disciple out of South Carolina and Eric Moore out of the ATL. You can find that particular piece and so many more amazing pieces on Eric Moore's CD, which is called Beyond the Stage, and it is available on iTunes. Now I want to play a piece by an amazing jazz artist, and this is Alfonso Blackwell with his piece, Human Nature. All right, that was Alfonso Blackwell with his rendition of Human Nature. You are listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where I keep my baby alive. We used to have some absolutely amazing open mics every Friday at my Flavor Coffee House in North Seattle. And so, you know, I'm bringing it to the airwaves. And I might even, open the lines up from time to time to do an open mic. There's so many other shows that we're doing some great open mics. I'm honestly not sure if they are still on the air. I'll have to check that out, because if they're not, I might consider doing that. But if you have something that you would like to promote or even talk about, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. And I am going to take a caller. I was hoping he would call in, and he didn't disappoint me. John D. Green, Sr., how are you, my friend?
Lady Flavor, how are you?
I'm very well. Good.
All right. All
so
right.
You've been a busy man, I see.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. A lot of good things in the works here. A lot of good film opportunities, even more music opportunities. I've been in heavy works and collaborations with Guy Williams Jr. of My Head Radio. We collaborated on a few pieces, one of which you're very aware of now. It's the collaboration is Sabuda, and the name of the song is Harp Song. He is an amazingly gifted poet, extraordinaire. I mean, it was an honor to work with him and to actually watch the mind of a poet at work. And to be able to compose the piece and set this piece to music, it was amazing. It was amazing to watch a real poet at work. I have a newfound respect and appreciation for poets. It's not easy what they do.
You know, it's interesting because I did receive Guy's package in the mail before I had to head to work yesterday. So I was really excited, and I let him know that I received the package, and I did sit down and listen to it this morning. And I know that when he called into my show the other day, the Artist Roundtable, you know, when he spoke, he said he didn't consider himself a spoken word artist. And I really honestly have to beg to differ. I would say that he is a poet, but he is a performer of his words. And
of
to
his
me,
words. And of his to words. Me, to see him, there's no theatrics whatsoever. And it's
right.
The funniest thing because you hear theatrics in his words, but you don't see him. It's not a visual thing. It's all audio with him, and that's the amazing part.
But, you know, a lot of times in spoken word, it's not necessarily in the movement around the stage. It's more so in the way that you're able to use your voice to perform the words that you have created. And so I would honestly, and when I have a conversation with he and his wife, I'm definitely going to tell him that because there's much more to his sound and his flavor than what he is even defining for himself. But I have to tell you that listening to his CD, it's interesting. It's very different than anything that I've ever heard. It's very, very high quality. And My Head Radio is something I think it definitely needs to be recognized.
Absolutely.
It's something that just stands out on its own, and it's I can't think of any other artist or group that I can even begin to compare him to. But you know what? You have given me the honor and privilege of being able to debut this particular piece that you and Guy created. So would it be okay if I played that now?
Absolutely, absolutely. Harp Song by Sabuda.
Yeah. All right. This what we're going to hear is Harp Song by Sabuda.
Families and friends whom this song is about, I'm sorry to no end. But I can no longer pretend I don't see the lights. I mean, shouldn't they send up visions of fright? If we comprehend what's causing the sight, shouldn't we then treat it with life? It seems like the fight might cause less damage if our value of life wasn't so savage. The kids in the cabbage patch are the reason this death apparatus's laugh is a demon. Coming to clean when dirt is arising, millions of mean men hurling lightning. A scene so frightening, sounds like a movie. Terrorists heightening our sense of duty, removing the beauty while making us slaves. The weapons they're using are earthquakes and waves.
Cupid's song won't be a trumpet. Harp will sing and bring the culprit. Earthquake shake, make us all sin. Thunder thumping and we fall sin. Hope in your eyes, don't be afraid. We can change the cards before the hand is played. Hope in your eyes, don't be afraid. We can break the heart before the song is played.
The first place to start, Google Harp. See if your heart doesn't sink to your stomach. The Norway spiral's a viral, but just one of the hundreds of thousands of pieces of evidence that makes me believe this present tense. Battle we're fighting is with the elite. Cattle supplying their burgers with beef. But what's underneath when we look to the past? It seems we've been sheep, always told the grass is greener, go this way, follow our path. A Beamer, a Bentley, don't make us laugh. Like Tony, we're staff, but who's the boss? Our part of the grass only shows law. Life is the cause. The knife is so sharp, it's time we turn off the song of the heart.
Cupid's song won't be a trumpet. Harp will sing and bring the culprit. Earthquake shake, make us all sin. Thunder thumping and we call in. Open your eyes, don't be afraid. We can change the card before the hand is laid. Open your eyes, don't be afraid. We can break the heart before the song is played.
All right, that was Harp Song by Sabuda, which consists of John D. Green Sr. and Guy Williams. So, John, tell me about this project and what was it like to work with a poet and create the music and to sing on this track?
It was a unique experience. It was a very new experience for me. I'm a musician and a composer, and I'm a songwriter and I sing. But I had never worked directly with a poet before, so I didn't really know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular poet, he is very involved as far as the music aspect, the direction, the different sounds. There were a lot of emphasis were put on certain things because each thing serves a particular reason. And if people were to research any particular word in the song, in the piece, then they would understand the effects, the different music and aspects of the song that we added. But he was very involved, and for me that was good because, you know, oftentimes I'm left to, hey, you're the music guy, make music. But Guy was very involved from the beginning to the end, and he put in the work and he put in the time, and I was actually able to see him write and rewrite, and I was able to see it through the eyes of a poet, and that's a beautiful thing. It's like art within art. It was amazing to watch him work and word things, and then to reword things to get the same message across, but restructuring a sentence or a phrase in order to be better used and better utilized within the track. I was very honored to be a part of the project with him, to be able to work with him, and then for him to be so interested in my part of the track, to be able to sit there and watch the composition from the beginning note to the end note. It was It was more than exciting. They don't have a word that's quite better than amazing, but if there was one, that's the word I would use right now.
Right. I understand. It is. It's an intense piece. It says a lot, and it. But at the same time, you know, as it, you know, I think you stated it a little earlier, but it is like hauntingly beautiful. It reminds me of when I was a little girl, and I would go to a Japanese, you know, cherry blossom festival called Bonodori, and dress up in my kimono. And, you know, and everything, and, you know, the chopsticks in my hair and the obi and everything. And hearing the Japanese, you know, like a guitar thing. I don't know what it's actually called. No, the koto, the koto is a very long, long thing that sits on the ground. And it has strings and it's plucked. But that, I don't know, that kind of sounded more like the guitar thing, that actually looks like a guitar, but it's like square and has about four strings. It's a Japanese, it's a Japanese instrument, but I don't know what it's actually called, because the koto is long and it lays on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And we use the koto sound for that, and we just transposed it minus four to have that eerie sound to it.
Okay. Okay. It has that Japanese element. It didn't grab me as a koto, but it has that Japanese sound to me. So that is something that I can definitely appreciate. And because of, you know, the subject matter and things that, you know, was addressed in this particular piece, you know, is something I think that can reach people if they really, really pay attention to the words. So, I want to say that, you know, it is amazing to me the different projects that you've got going on, because they're not one project is like the other, you know, from going from, you know, composing music to acting to now, you know, working with a poet. It's like a variety of doors are opening up for you right now.
It's like every day is Christmas, you know. It's like every day is Christmas, because this opportunity came up about from a meeting that happened several years ago, and it just kind of came to fruition recently. You know, we got back in contact, and we were like, are we still on the same page? Yes, yes. Okay, well, now would be the time for us to do this. So, and that's where we are. And it was, like I said, it was amazing. I mean, he had time to hone his skills. He was already incredible, but he had this time to hone his skills as well as did I. So it was just time. You know, timing is everything.
And, I have to agree. It was a lot of fun. Well, and I think at the same time, just being able to pay attention. I think a lot of times we miss out on opportunities because we're not even paying attention, you know, to the possibilities, you know. So I think it's wonderful and very, very exciting, you know, what you've got going on in your world. And, you know, definitely, you know, pay attention to John D. Green Sr. You can go to his website and check him out, johndgreensenior.com. You can find out more about him on my website. He's got a page on my website, which I keep updated, you know, with his different projects and accomplishments. But John's been, like, busy the last, let's say, 2.5 months. Doing at some amazing things. So John is actually going to be a featured guest of mine in April on the Leopard Carpet, and I'm really, really looking forward to that, John, because I know that there's so many things that you will have at that point to share with the listeners of Flava News Radio and many more projects. Maybe I'll be able to twist your arms and be able to be the first to share on Flava News Radio here.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
And as soon as I get Guy Williams tracks converted where I can upload them, I am definitely going to share his sound, because I think it is something that deserves to be heard. And it's just interesting.
Yeah.
It's unique. And I think that anybody that kind of has a love for something that's a little bit different, but very, very quality. And the instrumental, the musicians that he works with out of Amsterdam, they're amazing too. So, I was really, really digging his track. But I'm going to – do you want to stay on the phone with me, John?
You know what? I'm right in the middle of another project, so
okay.
I must bid you a fair adieu. But I thank you, and from Guy, we thank you. From Sabuda, we thank you. And when I'm on your show, I'll explain more about Sabuda, why we call our collaborative efforts Sabuda. You
all right.
Enjoy that.
All
we
right.
Love you, Flav.
All right. We love
you.
I love you too, John.
And I'll be in touch.
All righty. Bye-bye now. All right, that was John D. Green Sr. calling in from Detroit, Michigan, and letting us know about, the projects he got going on right now and allowing me to share this very new and exciting project with you. Now I want to take you out to Ohio and play an amazing funk band that I have just come to know, and this is Black Eyes with Do You Ever.
Thank you.
right. That was Black Eyes with Do You Ever. I want to thank Therese from All Media Artists for being in the chat room. She is the mama bear over there at the All Media Artists website, where independent artists are welcome to come over and create a page over there. They will help you if you need help. You have the ability to upload tracks and videos and pictures and your bio and all of that. And I believe there's a store. They've revamped the site. It's new and exciting. So I think that it's something that anybody would be interested as an independent artist in checking out. I would also encourage anybody that's a fan to go over there and become a member. I'm a member over there, and there's some great, great artists over there that really need our support. So I would encourage you, the fans of independent artists, to go over there and help spread the word about what Teresa's doing on the All Media Artists website, along with the artists that you can find over there. I want to thank Michelle Green for coming out. She's Author Speak. She has a radio show also on Blog Talk Radio. I believe tomorrow she's doing a special show that is going to be featuring the authors that participated in one of her special projects, which is called The Passion Within. It is a project that she has published through her Safe Haven publishing company, and I believe they'll be sharing their stories. I don't know if they'll be sharing pieces, but definitely check out what Michelle is doing over there at Authors Speak on Blog Talk Radio and Safe Haven Publishing. I also want to thank Baron Parker. He was an absolutely amazing guest to have on this past Wednesday on the All Media Artist Features, which we do every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It was just lovely. Should I even say that? But I'm going to say that. It was lovely having this gentleman on my show. He is an amazing artist, musician, spoken word artist, and, you know, very, very knowledgeable. So I'm definitely going to schedule some time to hang out with him and get to know him better and have him back on my show. And then I want to thank Chuck Eaton for being in the chat room all the way from Brazil and hanging out with us this evening. So you know what? I want to play a piece by Baron, since he was the featured guest. He's got a beautiful CD that is out called Love Story. And let's see, I think, which one should I play? I think I'm going to play After Sunset. And this is by Baron Parker. Thank you. All right, that beautiful piece was by Baron Parker. It is called After Sunset. You can find it on iTunes on his new CD, which is called Love Story. So I would really encourage you, if you want something just beautiful to just sit back and relax with a nice glass of wine, Love Story is the CD for you. So let me open up the phone lines, and my dear friend's been hanging out. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
How you doing, lady? How you doing this evening?
I'm very good. How about yourself?
I'm not too bad. I can't complain.
Okay. Are you at work?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Hey, I think you need to change your attitude, Mr. Ferguson, about your job.
Well, you know, I've developed this real bad habit. I like eating regularly, so, you know, I figure I better come on the show up at least.
I'm glad that you've been hanging out listening to the show today. So have you been in the studio creating anything new lately?
Oh, wow. Yep, I sure have.
Yeah?
Been working on a new CD that I hope to have out, though it could be as early as fall, could be as late as early next year.
Okay.
Kind of depends, but I'll know a little bit more probably a couple of months from now.
Okay.
Funny you mentioned that, though, because this project is going to be a little bit different from what a lot of people are used to hearing from me.
Mm.
So prepare yourself.
Uh-oh. I don't even know what what that might even mean.
I don't want to let the cat out the bag, but I am a Gemini. There's two sides to me, and it's time for me to free the beast.
Oh.
So the beast is going to get let loose.
Uh-oh. Alrighty there. Well, I hope you'll let me. I hope you let me debut a piece by the Beast.
I'm going to try to have one single ready, hopefully by about mid-April. You know, just to let you know my background. You know, I love doing the mellow, smooth stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but my roots and my background is in that that hard 70s funk, like the stuff that I mean, the big funk, the stuff like what Earth, Wind & Fire used to do, and Average
okay.
White Band, and that kind of stuff
okay.
like that.
Okay.
And I'll be kind of letting that loose a little bit.
Uh-oh. When did you say? Did you say next month? Oh.
I'm going to try to have the first single done, hopefully about mid-April, maybe before that, I don't know.
Okay.
But it's going to be a little bit different.
All right.
And also, I hope Therese don't get mad at me. Is she
mm-hmm.
still in the chat room?
Yeah, she is.
Okay,
no, wait,
I hope
wait.
She don't get mad at me.
No,
but,
she's not in the chat room.
She's not? Oh, okay. Well, good. She won't hear this then. But, it's good news anyway. But I've kind of entered into an agreement with allmediaartists.com where starting with these new projects, all of the releases will be exclusive to that website first. That'd be the first and only place you'll be able to hear them.
Say that again. Where is the only place?
All of my singles, the exclusive
mm-hmm.
releases,
mm-hmm.
will be done on allmediaartists.com.
Oh. And you didn't want Therese to know that?
Well, I don't know if she wanted me to tell anybody yet.
Oh, so Therese knows it already.
Oh, yeah, she knows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, you know, maybe I'll have to start a flavor site so we can compete against the all media artists. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have the time and energy to do that anymore. So. I just thought I'd just throw that out there. But, you know, troublemaker, troublemaker flavor. You know, what can I
say? How you are, boy. You just get in trouble every time.
What can I say? What can I say? I think that's great. That's exciting that you're going to use the All Media Artists website, you know, to release your singles. I think it's a great site. I think that... you know, I went over there and checked out all the taps and stuff like that, and I think it's got a lot of great possibilities now. They've definitely stepped up the capabilities for you artists and stuff like that. So I think it's exciting to see what it is that they are putting together.
Oh, yeah. I was just glad to get in on the ground floor pretty much because it'll be having more and more people coming over there. It's a great site. It really is. It's a great place for any independent artist, not just musicians, but, I mean, photographers, poets, spoken word. I mean, it's a great place to be. You can make some excellent connections over there.
You definitely can.
And then we had that connection with you, too, so, you know, hey.
Yeah, you better put that in there.
Can't beat that with a stick.
Yeah, you better say that, okay?
Okay, yes, I am, okay.
Because, you know, my finger could accidentally hang up this call. No.
Yeah, I expect the check to be in the mail by this evening, okay?
Yeah. I have to pay Stephen to say kind words about me. I don't know if Teresa's paying him to say kind words about her. But
she uses PayPal, so you know.
Oh, she uses PayPal. Oh, okay, you know, I got to do Western Union. No. Anyway, Stephen is actually going to be one of my featured guests on the Leopard Carpet on the 29th of March. So I really encourage you to tune into that particular show. It's a Tuesday. It's going to be 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, you know, we'll be sharing some of Stephen's sound from his new CD, which is called We Are One. But I also, you know, there are some great conversations that Stephen and I have on the side, you know, privately that I think, and I've asked his permission if we could share it on the show, because I think it's really important information that he shares and that he has gone through in the years that he has been an artist, and very, very valuable. So I really, really encourage you to come out to Stephen Jerome Ferguson on the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava on Tuesday the 29th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, you know, with that said, I want to play a piece by Stephen Ferguson since I've got him on the phone, and I think I'm going to play Tell It Like It Is. That was Tell It Like It Is by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who is live on the air with me right now. I love playing your music when you're on the air with me, Stephen.
I love listening to it. You know, I hadn't heard that piece in a while, and I was sitting here thinking, yeah, that's nice. And then I realized, ooh, that's mine. I better not say that.
That's funny.
And you know, just a little background about that piece. Mm-hmm. The string section that is played in that song was actually written by my daughter.
Oh.
Yeah, 14 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
So does that mean she's a musician also?
She's first chair violin.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nut don't fall far from the tree.
Okay. Good thing your daughter's not standing next to you while you're at work.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I don't know if she wants to be called a nut. That's wonderful, though. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. So I think your music kind of just, you know, kind of blends with that really, really mellow feeling and sound, like what Baron has created with his poetry and his music. It's that music that you can just sit back and relax to, you know, on a evening or a weekend when you just want to chill, you know, with that special someone or just by yourself. And I love, you know, what it is that you're creating. And the thing that I love about the radio show, Stephen, is that I'm honestly very blessed because there aren't too many artists that are very similar to each other. And I've had this great opportunity to hear very, very different sounds and styles, you know, from the different genres that I have received.
And you know what? That word genre is about to become extinct because, I mean, there's you could take just about any piece of music and say, okay, that piece right there can be jazz, but this piece right, that piece of it right there could be something else, and that piece of it right there could be something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Baron mentioned that a little in an interview with you,
mm-hmm.
that the genre thing is of course the radio station, the big radio stations and the record companies want you to fit in a certain genre that, so they can sell it.
Right.
But I'm so sorry, I'm not going to fit in anything for anybody. You know, I'm going to just write what's in me. And if it comes out sounding kind of jazzy and bluesy and R&B and whatever else, all in one piece, then so be it. I meant it to sound that way.
You know, and I think, you know, I appreciate what you're saying because that just opens up doors. And I think that you're right. I mean, I think there's always going to be something that is specified as a particular genre or whatever. But I think that with technology the way it is and how you can create all these different sounds and bring all these different instruments into your piece without actually having those artists right there or collaborating with artists, you know, from, you know, around the world to coming together to create one piece, I think it does open up the door, you know, for some very organic things to be taking place and to, you know, for us, the fans and listeners, to experience. And so, I mean, it's just like even what John is working on with Guy Williams, you know, in the studio right now, taking some very different style of music to a different style of poetry and putting it together. I mean, that's not necessarily new, but it is a different sound, you know, than what I have heard before. So I think that, yeah, there's so many possibilities, and I think it's exciting.
And more artists are jumping on that, too. It's like people are saying that, you know, I don't want to be stuck in one genre.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let me just play what's in my heart, and if it comes out sounding a certain way, then, you know, so be it. It's as long as it comes out the way you want it to come out,
mm-hmm.
then you let everybody else decide what category to put it in. You know, if they want to sit up late at night and try and argue about, okay, no, it's jazz. No, it's smooth. No, it's jazz. So
right.
be it.
Right.
You know, let them go for it. At least they're listening.
Right. Yeah, definitely. They are paying attention. And I think that some people really honestly just like a challenge, because that's something that I know that I like. I like a challenge to just try to understand, you know, what it is that I'm hearing. And so, you know, that even in itself is okay, as long as it's kind of a peaceful debate about what the experience is. So, you know, before... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was going to play a piece by Chuck Eaton, since he is in the chat room. And I always would, you know, on the All Media Artists, I say, you know, if I play a piece by Chuck Eaton, he's going to pop in the chat room, because that's what his...
That's his M.O. Yeah,
yeah, his M.O. That's what, and then he disappointed me the last 2 weeks. But since he's in the chat room, I know that he's not actually in the chat room, but I believe that he's actually listening. So I'm going to play one of his pieces, and I think I'm going to play We Got a Treasure. And this is Chuck Eaton coming to us from Brazil.
Everyone.
right. That was Chuck Eaton with his beautiful piece, which is called We've Got a Treasure. I think that somebody needs to write a piece for Lady Flava. I think it needs to either be called Flava or Leopard Girl or something. I'm just putting that out to the universe. I think somebody needs to jump on that. I think it's going to be a hot seller. I think
should
it's going to be the
piece.
Next best thing in 2011. So, you know, yeah, let's think on this. And I think at least maybe 5 artists from around the world need to collaborate on this one piece.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get, Quincy Jones. I think Stevie Wonder would probably want in on this. And probably Prince, because I don't think Prince and Quincy have ever done anything together, so he may want to jump in on that. But because we were all talking last night, we were talking about you, so you know.
Yeah, I know it. I felt it. I felt it, you know, because I was having some amazing dreams last night. I slept really good, so I kind of knew that something special was in the works. So
okay.
And maybe you could release it on your, you know, up and coming funk CD, you know. Maybe it can be called Flavalicious or something.
Flavalicious, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, you're not digging that, huh? Okay.
I'm going to write that. I'm writing that down right now.
You writing that down? Okay,
yeah.
Steven.
Flavalicious has got a nice feel to it. If anybody out there, you guys, I know some of y'all are listening. If you want to do something, you know, hit me up. I'll be glad to put in a bass line or something for you. And we could do Flavalicious. Do it right.
Yeah, just for Lady Flava. She's just, yeah. I just think that a song needs to be created for me. Okay, I need to stop. I know it.
You'll be all right.
I'll be all right, okay. I have some new tracks that I do need to upload, and I was like, you know, I've got so many tracks, I don't know how to work this because it takes so long to scroll down. I try to have them in categories and stuff to kind of try to keep it organized, but the list is getting so large that it's taken a long time to scroll down, and I had thought that I had uploaded this new artist to my show, which I haven't, so I definitely will have to do that. But I want to encourage anybody that loves jazz to come out to my Flava Jazz show. I do them every Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do that, know that there are people that are heading to church and totally respect that. I just happen to do them because I'm at work usually on Sunday mornings, and it's very quiet around here, and it's just a great time for me to just kind of sit back and relax listening to some great jazz. So I thought, you know, but why not create a show where I can share the talents of a variety of jazz artists? My list is starting to grow, but I really want to encourage anybody that is a jazz artist or a funk band artist or whatever, you know, to send your tracks into me so you can be heard on not only the Flava Jazz, but any of my other radio shows. And you can send your MP3s to radio@flavanews.com. And it would be great if you could include your EPK or at least an artist bio so I know a little bit more about you. We've only got about 22 minutes left in this show. And I think I'm going to play a piece by some of my favorite artists out of the Baltimore, Maryland area. And this is a song that's called I Like What I Like by Della Shaw.
Beautiful lady, let me take you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to introduce the smooth, soulful sound of Della Shaw.
Take your time, but the girl's so fine, I wish she was mine. I feel her.
That was I Like What I Like by De La Shaw out of Baltimore, Maryland. So I'm going to open up the another phone line and bring in Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. How are you doing, lady?
I'm very good. So, Stephen, I think that Kevin called in because he wants to collaborate on this Flavalicious song.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Kev.
Yeah. Whatever. Boy, you're just laying the pressure right on me, aren't you?
Hey, you call. Man.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know, I was meaning to get a hold of Stephen here. So I got some riffs to send him. And
cool.
And then just kind of see what happens, right?
Let's do it.
And it's all called Flavalicious. Right.
Flavalicious,
or
you can call it whatever you want to call it. That's your call. You just go right on and tag it.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll just count it off and start on the one.
I have no idea what you're even talking about. I I'm not even going to pretend I know what that even means. I know Stephen knows what that means.
So, yeah. So, anyway, oh, yeah, boy, you missed a good show last week.
I bet it was good.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, how was it last night? You performed last night, too?
No.
Well, I don't know why I thought that
got,
you... I
got
thought
some sleep last night.
I thought I saw something that you were at the Scarlet Tree last night. No?
No, that's tonight.
Oh, that's tonight. Okay.
That's in a few short hours.
Okay, so Speakeasy Unplug is going to be at the Scarlet Tree out there on 65th in North Seattle. And if you have never seen Speakeasy Unplug and you're in the Seattle area, or even, you know, Edmonds, you know, Everett, Marysville, Linwood, you know, Bellevue, I think you should head over to the Scarlet Tree because you definitely will not be disappointed. Speakeasy Unplug puts on an absolutely amazing, amazing live show on top of the fact that I think that the Scarlet Tree is a wonderful venue for you guys to perform.
Hey, yeah, it's you know, even, you know, going way back in the day, you know, 18 year when I first started playing there, you know, the old one that
before it
got burnt down.
Right.
It was always one of the funnest gigs that came around. It was just there's just something about that place. It's just got a great energy, and you know, the crowd comes just ready to have a good time, and pretty much that's what they normally do. So I look forward to playing there all the time.
Oh, I can imagine, because just the time that I saw you guys perform there, I thought that it was wonderful. And what I loved about it, Kevin, was, you know, I would say the age group was, you know, from like 30 to like 60.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very diverse, you know, and
right.
the people were up on the floor dancing, whether they had a partner to dance with or not. People were up on the dance floor dancing, and it was packed from, you know, the whole bottom floor to the top floor.
It really was.
Yeah. So I know that you'll have an amazing show tonight. I'm feeling much better this weekend, so it's too bad that I'm at work. But I'll be sending out good vibes.
You know, we just keep doing shows, so.
We'll just keep doing shows and hopefully
it's getting more busy as we start getting into the summer, and then
okay.
We're getting a little bit more well known too. We're a relatively young band, so.
How long have you guys been together?
I've the bass player, I've been playing with him on and off for, you know, 20 years, and LaTanya for. We've done a few different projects, but this particular lineup is about 6 months.
Oh, okay.
That we got into it, so we're still kind of fresh.
Okay, well, tell LaTanya, you know, that we're going to come up with an exclusive song that's called either Flavalicious or Leper Girl, and she'll have to, you know, sing the lead female vocals and wear a leopard dress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that what you want? You want Flavalicious?
Well, you know, Leopard Girl, something, you know,
okay.
Something that, you know, just, you know, yeah, along that line, you know.
Okay, y'all right?
Y'all
you got
laughing
it.
At me, huh?
No, just don't laugh when we provide you with a track.
Oh,
there you go.
As long as you're not laughing, then that's fine.
I put it out to the universe. See,
yeah.
Stephen?
Well, there you go. That's all you can.
Hey,
all
you
can do.
People might be jumping on this, you know.
Okay,
So I will send you, Stephen. As soon as available opportunity this week. We're actually got a couple weeks off. We're not going to be gigging or anything. So, I will send you just a couple things, and just bounce them off you.
All right, bro.
And then you just go ahead and run with it.
I got it.
And then we'll pass it back and forth.
Okay, and then, Kevin, this week I have a new hard drive for my desktop.
Uh-huh.
And I do have the Adobe Audition program.
Uh-huh.
And so can you teach me how to use it?
So what are you trying to do?
Oh, we're going to try to do our intro for the jazz show, right?
Oh, is Adobe, is that a music program?
It is. It's a recording program. It's very cool.
I didn't realize Adobe had music programs out there.
I didn't either.
Well, it's a recording program. I know that I'll be using it to edit my radio shows that are going to other radio stations.
But it also has
the capability of, like, recording and adding music and stuff like that.
Sure, sure.
So, there's a lot of those programs,
the software-based music programs, there's a lot of kind of standard stuff that goes along with using those programs. So I'm sure I could show you what's going on, even though I'm not necessarily familiar with that particular software program. But there's some standard stuff that kind of help you. I would almost imagine that Adobe's probably going to come out with something pretty user friendly.
Well, the gentleman who sent it to me, he uses it for his radio show. He's also a jazz musician poet out in Philadelphia, and he loves it. So he's like, "Oh, Flava, you'll figure this out." I'm like, "Okay." At least I figured out, how to do some editing on my radio show. So that's one of the important things. But I do want to get some cool intros for my radio shows and to be able to switch them up and not have to play the same ones, all the time. So
we needed
a little bit more Flavalicious, around
there you
here.
Go. I understand that completely.
And then soon we'll move to, video streaming so that y'all can see me with my leopard pom-poms.
Well, there you go. And then you can stream some live video of our shows.
Well, I do plan on doing that because I do have, Ustream. A Ustream account, and I had wanted to do that and stuff like that. And I downloaded the videos that I took of your performance, and then for some reason, I think what happened is my laptop is very, very small and the memory, and my flip camera just, took up all this space. And so I think that once I get my desktop back to running and everything, I'm going to download the program over on there instead and then be able to upload the Speakeasy Unplug videos that I took.
Right.
Because I have some good videos of you guys.
But you're right. Some of those laptops, depending on the power of it, you really need, especially when you start editing video and stuff, it really eats up the megabytes and especially the RAM. You really need to have some jacked up RAM so that gives you all your processing power, and it just eats up a lot of memory, and especially the RAM. So yeah, you may be right. You may have a lot better luck with your desktop. I don't know what kind of laptop you had, but
it's my laptop is a mini Dell.
Okay.
And my business partner says I definitely have gotten my money's worth out of it as much as I have put this poor little baby through. So, it's time to get back into it. I fried my desktop, though. I do so much on there, I fried it. But I have a new hard drive, so I should be at it's being installed right now, and the programs that I need and stuff like that, I should be good to go this coming week, I'm hoping. So, yeah.
I'm kind of curious. What is Stephen? What do you use? What kind of music recording stuff do you use?
My basic one is Cakewalk.
You're running Sonar?
Yeah, I got Sonar too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really familiar with Cakewalk, and that was like first software based music program that I use. So I'm really comfortable with that.
So what do you use then, Kevin?
Right now, I have been using just a standalone hard disk machine. It's a 16-track. It's a computer recorder, hard disk recorder, but it's its own little unit, right? And it's got faders on it and meters, and it just it's basically a computer that's does nothing but records music.
Okay.
It's a little bit limited. And that the software-based stuff is almost limited, unlimited, because, you know, if you got enough RAM and stuff, you can add. So, I mean, you can record as many tracks as you want.
I know. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
I've gone up to 128 tracks.
You know, Stephen, I haven't got up to 28.
You know, I still got this. I was just playing around with it one day just to see what it would do, and I kept adding tracks, and it kept playing. I said, well, you know, when is it going to stop, you know? And finally I got tired before the computer did.
Well, and, you know, I mean, that's just amazing, really. I mean, you know, when I grew up, it just wasn't possible, so.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, just 10 years ago.
Just 10 years ago. Yeah, and the new stuff keeps coming out every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, memory's smaller, and, you know, it used to be a memory issue, but, I mean, crying out loud, you can get so much memory now, it's just not even an issue, and it's cheap.
Yeah.
So I guess all we got to do, we just got to get up there and play.
Exactly.
You know?
And create some music just for me. You know, exclusive for Flavor News Radio.
Flavalicious.
Huh?
I said, once you get on something, you don't get off, do you?
I'm just feeling this.
I like that though. She's persistent, and you know that's all right. Flavalicious is on the radar. You don't you even worry yourself.
I think it's this moon that, you know, we're going to be experiencing.
Is that what it is? It's
going to
be a crazy night tonight, huh?
Yeah. So I think it's the moon thing, and I'm just feeling like, yeah, you know, just go ahead and just let everybody know what it is that you want, you know. But
there
I think the beautiful thing about Flavor News Radio and stuff like that is, I mean, it's just like the fact of you, Kevin and Stephen, you know, connecting on here. And just like you, Kevin, have connected with Delon and stuff like that to work on some projects. I think that's just so amazing. With you being in Seattle and Stephen being in Kansas and Delon being in Texas, and I know John D. Green Sr. was in on something, you know, and he's in Detroit. It's just amazing to me how you guys can come together as if you're in the same place and create magic.
Can't come together separately. I personally love it, because to me, as far as I'm concerned, I'm all about. I love the interaction between other musicians, because that's where all the magic comes from.
Definitely.
Getting other perspectives on stuff, and just being able to learn from other people, and you know, sometimes learn not what to do. But I love it. I think it's the development is, you know, it's to our advantage as musicians. So I think we ought to take advantage of it. And it's fun to see what happens.
Yeah.
There's no harm in it.
I agree. Well, I want to thank you, gentlemen, for calling into the show tonight. We've only got like 10 minutes left. So, again, if you're in the Seattle area, I would highly, highly recommend you head out to the Scarlet Tree tonight, probably around 9 o'clock, and check out Speakeasy Unplugged. You will not be disappointed. They are an amazing, amazing band. And make sure you say hey to Kevin. He's on guitar. And say hello to my girl, LaTanya. She'll be the lead female vocalist. And the next time that I'm off and I'm feeling good, and I'll definitely be coming out to see you guys perform. And Stephen, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to having you on my Leopard Carpet as a feature, and, you know, continuing the conversation and being able to help you promote your CD, We Are One. And gentlemen, I'm going to say goodbye to you now and close out the show by playing a track from an artist out of Canada by the name of Mike Goudier, with his piece, Easy to Love. Good night and take care.
Thank you, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, have a great show, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you. Take it easy, okay. Stephen.
All right.
All right, good night, bro.
your time. Now you're always on my mind. And it's not a one night stand. I've never been that kind of man. Baby, things happen kind of fast. And when they do, usually they don't last. I'm willing to take the chance. Be the victim of circumstance. You have the kind of touch that I need so much. In words I can't explain, my desire feeds the flame. In your arms I feel so strong. Am I right or am I wrong? And if I'm wrong, I don't want to know. All I know is I love you so. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to love. I'm guilty to the above. You're so easy to love.
Everybody for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House online radio style tonight. I want to thank John D. Green Sr., Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and Kevin for calling in to the show. It's all about you guys. I love playing tracks by underground independent artists. I love having you guys call in and talk about what's on your mind. And I love the collaborations that are taking place in the networking here on Flavor News Radio. So stay tuned. I will be back tomorrow morning with another Flavor of Jazz show, and I will definitely open up the chat room and the phone lines just in case anybody wants to hang out. So take care, God bless, and enjoy that special, special moon that is going to be out this evening. Good night.